Woodstock. I am well on record stating my disdain and contempt for hippies. idrinkforareason.com/AustinHippieRiff. Any New Age, Jitronics, Pilates, Stevie Nicks wannabe armed with enough Dr. Bronner's soap and a bushel of sage can and will tell you in five, oh wow, mans, or less, what's wrong with the world or America. But they will consistently be erroneous because they will have left themselves out of the equation, and they are very much a part of what's wrong in America. But how can they be part of what's wrong with America? They leave most of us alone and don't impose their illogic on others, yes? They are a simple and passive breed of drum-circling do-gooders, right? Right? Not really. Just as they might correctly consider all outdoor advertising, billboards, advertecture, etc., to be iRape or whatever half-ass cutesy name they might call that, I consider all of their riot of colors and stupid bumper stickers to be iRape as well, and the kind of iRape that leaves you with an advanced case of iAIDS to boot. I've always hated bumper stickers as a way to communicate. They're fine if you want to show your support for the Steelers or trumpet your child's academic prowess. It's the bumper stickers that espouse ideology or political point that I can't stand. There's a smugness and cool detachment to them that I don't care for. As well, they are usually completely ineffective. As far as I know, neither Tibet or Mumia or Leonard Peltier is free. Kids still use drugs, war still wages across the world, and we still proudly trade our children's blood for oil. I would like to force them to practice the random acts of kindness they feel are so important on unsuspecting and uninterested fellow passengers and see what those people think. Will they change their attitude once they see that no one really wants to learn the zither or know how to make a compress out of cow dung and boysenberries to help get rid of crow's feet? There are numerous epicenters of this kind of community across America, and I've been to many of them. But there's one that stands a bit taller and sillier than the rest. No, not Boulder, or Taos, or Marin, or Eugene, or Burlington. It's Woodstock, New York. There is a shop there. Let's call it the Lavender Buffoon. Not really. The lawyer said I can't say the real name, but trust me, it's way better than the one I just made up. Although you might be able to find a picture of the shop place somewhere else in this book. Okay. The Lavender Buffoon features a pet psychic. A pet psychic, you say? But that's ridiculous. Just being a psychic is ridiculous already. Yes, they've taken perhaps the oldest and scammiest of the scams and kicked it up a level. And there are enough deluded idiots up there to financially support it. There are few greater proponents of absolute, improvable hucksterism than psychics, and I'm including anyone involved in religion. The ability to convince intellectually weak suckers that not only can I tell you what tidings or warnings your long-dead uncle wishes to impart, but I can also tell you if your fish is feeling melancholy, or if your black lab, Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States of America, really wants to go back and visit the apartment you used to have in the city. Just for this alone, we should do something about these useless people. Maybe tax them more. Create a well-meaning but actually harmful tax so that when they advocate drinking and bathing in your own urine, they also pay into a universal healthcare system to offset the damage brought on by drinking and bathing in one's own urine. How am I supposed to take you people seriously? Which, ironically, is the single most important thing to you. You so desperately want to be taken seriously, not dismissed with a lethargic wave of the hand, but to have your ideas considered and one day in the future implemented, for that's when your utterly unrealistic, juvenile, Marxism for Dummies utopia will come true. You really believe in magic with a K? Really? You believe that burning or ingesting the right combination and exact measurements of fungus and herbs will draw a lover forth? I will give a pass to my friends and loved ones who believe sorta in Jesus and or God and all of that nonsense because they've been brainwashed since birth. But magic? That's something you have to, as an adult, think about, consider the real possibilities of, and ultimately accept. As a thinking, rational, educated grown-up, there's no brainwashing involved. Half of this planet doesn't and hasn't celebrated Magic Day for the last 2,000 years. There's no universal culture surrounding it. You were never taught that if you didn't believe in magic, that you would burn in hell for all of eternity. No, you're just desperate for something to attach yourself to that will give you some form of, to you at least, unique identity. Never mind that if you move to a place where everyone thinks like yourself, you've pretty much drained the unique factor from it. Oh, hippies, when will you ever learn?